This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The Taliban's foreign minister visited Iran on Saturday to discuss Afghan refugees and a growing economic crisis, and the first such trip to the neighboring country since the hardline Islamists seized power. Iran, like other nations, has so far not recognized the new government formed by the Taliban after it took power amid a hasty withdrawal by U.S.-led forces in August. The visit aims at discussions on political, economic, transit, and refugee issues between Afghanistan and Iran, the Taliban foreign ministry spokesman said on Twitter. Already host to millions of Afghans and fearing a new influx, Tehran has sought to sketch a rapprochement with the Taliban. The United Nations said in a statement on Saturday it would invite Sudanese military leaders, political parties, and other groups to take part in a political process aimed at ending a crisis unleashed by a coup in October. UN mediation in the weeks after the coup succeeded in reinstating Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok, but his resignation last week deepened uncertainty around Sudan's political future and a transition towards elections scheduled for 2023. Neighborhood-based resistance committees, political parties, and other pro-democracy groups have carried out an ongoing campaign of protests under a no-negotiation slogan, and crackdowns by security forces have left at least 60 dead.
VOA Studio 24, new sounder will start in 10 seconds. Mark.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The Taliban's foreign minister visited Iran on Saturday to discuss Afghan refugees and a growing economic crisis in the first such trip to the neighboring country since the hardline Islamists seized power. Iran, like other nations, has so far not recognized the new government formed by the Taliban after it took power amid a hasty withdrawal by U.S.-led forces in August. The visit aims at discussions on political, economic, transit, and refugee issues between Afghanistan and Iran, the Taliban foreign ministry spokesman said on Twitter. Already host to millions of Afghans and fearing a new influx, Tehran has sought to sketch a rapprochement with the Taliban. The United Nations said in a statement on Saturday it would invite Sudanese military leaders, political parties, and other groups to take part in a political process aimed at ending a crisis unleashed by a coup in October. UN mediation in the weeks after the coup succeeded in reinstating Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok, but his resignation last week deepened uncertainty around Sudan's political future and a transition towards elections scheduled for 2023. Neighborhood-based resistance committees, political parties, and other pro-democracy groups have carried out an ongoing campaign of protests under a no-negotiation slogan, and crackdowns by security forces have left at least 60 dead. The James Webb Space Telescope completed its two-week-long deployment phase on Saturday, unfolding the final mirror panel as it readies to study every phase of cosmic history. That's according to NASA. This is VOA News. An airstrike in Ethiopia's northern region of Tigray killed 56 people and wounded at least 30 in a camp for the internally displaced, two aid workers told Reuters on Saturday, citing local authorities and eyewitness accounts. Both aid workers, who asked not to be named as they are not authorized to speak to the press, said the number of dead was confirmed by the local authorities. The government did not immediately respond to requests for comment, but the government has previously denied targeting civilians in the 14-month conflict with rebellious Tigrayan forces. The strike hit the camp in a town in the northeast of the region near the border with Eritrea, the aid workers said. Russia responded angrily on Saturday to a comment by U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken that Kazakhstan might have a hard time getting rid of Russian troops, saying he should reflect instead on U.S. military meddling around the world, including its interventions in Vietnam and Iraq. Blinken on Friday challenged Russia's justification for sending forces